Today is, of course, not a normal Monday morning in New Hampshire. Schools are closed until at least April 3rd over coronavirus concerns. That means seniors have no idea what their final days of high school are going to look like. They've been waiting years for senior prom, for their last musical performance, or final spring sports season. But now they're isolated at home, waiting. NHPR's Lauren Chulgen spoke with high school seniors around the state to see how they're coping.
It was just a week before opening night of Pinkerton Academy's production of Children of Eden. After months of practicing individual songs and choreography in the chorus room, the cast was finally running through the musical from start to finish for the first time. Senior Emma Cahoon is playing Eve. It's her first lead role in the spring musical. And she remembers exactly where they were in the script when things went wrong.
Eve has eaten the apple, and she's getting kicked out of the garden, basically, and Adam has to decide whether he's going to go with Eve or stay in the garden with Father. And Adam, my dear friend, got through his beautiful song and everything just stopped.
Her theater director interrupted the rehearsal, and then came the moment where Emma's senior year split into two distinct parts, before and after. A week before opening night, she learned that the musical would be postponed indefinitely because of the coronavirus. Emma remembers looking at her friend.
And we just kind of locked eyes, and he hadn't really realized what was going on yet. And then I watched him figure out what was going on. It was this moment of like, well, this sucks.
This does suck for everyone. But for these kids in particular, school being closed is more than just missing time in the classroom. Senior year is a time in their lives where every week feels so important, one milestone after the next. And now everything they've been anticipating for 4 years, it's so uncertain. Playoff games were cut short. Spring sports and musicals are postponed until, well, who knows when.
Part of me wants, like, someone to be mad at, but that's not what the situation is.
And I should say, every senior that I talked to told me they totally understand why this has to happen. The last thing Emma wants is for her 92-year-old great-grandmother to drive up from Connecticut to see the show and get sick. Concord High School senior Caden Solsky has two autoimmune diseases and lives with older family members, so she gets it.
It's hard because I want to look at this and say, like, oh, this is stupid, we shouldn't be doing this, but at the same time, it's like, if I'm not careful, then I'm at a much higher risk.
And this coming from a girl who's been hammered lately with bad news. She's been captain of the equestrian team for 3 years, and she was at the barn when she saw an email come through with the subject line, sad news. She ran up a hill to get better service, only to find out the entire season is canceled. And then there are all the things that are still up in the air, like graduation, senior prom. Cadence has known for years exactly what she was going to wear.
Okay, so I've always had blonde hair, and this is part of why I'm so mad. I've been saving, like, a baby blue color dress for my senior years. I've always, the Cinderella, like, princess story was always my favorite, so that's what I wanted to do for my senior year. I've been waiting to do that, so I'm gonna be pretty upset if I can't.
The little stuff is hard to process, too. Aggie Macy is a senior at the Dublin School. She has a crazy story of flying all the way out to California to compete in the Junior Nationals for cross-country skiing, only for it to be canceled halfway through the tournament. And yet the thing that's really bothering her, she misses just being with her classmates. They were all on spring break when schools decided to close, and since Dublin School is a boarding school, Aggie doesn't know when she'll see her friends again, if ever.
There, like, certainly wasn't that closure. I really haven't had much time to process thinking that maybe I won't actually go back and graduate and see people again. So I'm sort of banking that I'll be able to.
But every student I've talked to, even the ones who broke down crying on the phone, they've all been able to find some bright spots. Mather Kipka plays basketball for Conval High School, and they made it to the quarterfinals and were supposed to play Oyster River. That never happened. Don't get him wrong. It was rough at first, but he's had some time to think about it.
So something that's been kind of comforting for me, at least, is that everyone else is doing the exact same thing as me. Like, I'm not missing out on anything. My friends aren't out without me, you know?
Everybody is missing out on something right now. These kids seem to get it. It may not be fair, but they understand. Lauren Chulgen, NHPR News. Thank you.